This is LBC News.
It is. It's 3 minutes past five. It's Wednesday, the 25th of August. As I say, we are waiting for the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, to give a statement on Afghanistan and the withdrawal of people from there in just a moment. It's been claimed that there's a very high risk of the evacuation efforts from the airport being hit by a terrorist attack, not by the Taliban, but by a section of IS. A senior UK source made the claim as next Tuesday's deadline for getting troops out of the country fast approaches. It's thought that British soldiers may leave sooner than that. Simon Marks is our Washington correspondent and joins us now. What are we likely to hear, Simon?
Well, this appearance by the Secretary of State is absolutely pivotal, Ian, because there is one question that remains unanswered amid all the numbers that US officials are only too happy to traffic in at the moment. If you listen to the Pentagon press briefing a little bit earlier today, you will have heard that since August the 14th, the day on which the Taliban seized power in Kabul, the United States has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of approximately 82,300 people. That's 82,300 people that the US has got out essentially in 9 days. 11 days, which is clearly an impressive number, an airlift of absolutely historic proportions. But what we don't know is how many American citizens remain in America to be in Afghanistan to be evacuated, because we know that so far of those 82,500 people, only 4,400 are American citizens. At the moment, the way things stand, President Biden is poised to withdraw more American troops from Kabul airport by August the 31st than the number of American citizens that he's evacuated from the country. And this time last week, the White House was telling us that there could be as many as 12 to 15,000 American citizens in Afghanistan. And that's before we get to the number of Afghans who have assisted the Americans over the last 20 years and other international forces in Afghanistan. How many of them are going to be left behind? That people are going to be left behind seems not to be in any doubt now. At the Pentagon a short while ago, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said August the 31st is still the end date for the mission that President Biden has authorized. As you know, the president rebuffed G7 leaders, including the prime minister yesterday, who want the evacuation operation to be extended at the airport. And so the Pentagon press secretary disclosed, as we head towards August the 31st, U.S. forces will begin to prioritize their own evacuation from Kabul airport over the evacuation of remaining civilians.
We will continue to evacuate needed populations all the way to the end if we have to and we need to. If you're an evacuee that we can get out, we're going to continue to get you out.
On the 31st.
Right up until the end. But in those last couple of days, we will begin to prioritize military capabilities and military resources to move out.
Pretty important, but that, especially given the fact that at the press conference he conceded that there have been incidents, and we've seen numerous reports of these on social media, of American citizens and Afghans with approved paperwork to board evacuation flights being blocked by the Taliban from getting to the airfield.
You know, no process is perfect, and that there are, I'm not disputing at all the accounts that you're relaying here today, that there may be hiccups and problems. We are in daily communication with Taliban commanders about who we want to see get in and what the credentials are, what they look like, what's valid. Not every step of this process is in our firm control, and that there are going to be incidences where it doesn't work as advertised.
Many incidents, according to reporters who are communicating with Afghans that have worked with them in Kabul and other parts of the country over the last 20 years, and according to eyewitness accounts of would-be evacuees from Kabul that have surfaced on social media. I'll remind you yesterday that at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki bristled when one reporter tried to raise a specific case of an American citizen who said that they they had been blocked from reaching the airport by the Taliban.
If we are not in touch with this individual, give me their contact information and we will get in touch with them. If any of you are hearing from American citizens who can't reach us, give me their contact information and we will get in contact with them.
But the numbers of American citizens remaining in Afghanistan awaiting evacuation, and not just Kabul, by the way, other parts of the country trying to get to Kabul, let alone to the airport, remains unknown. And it's that issue that Secretary of State Antony Blinken, we believe, is going to be addressing in a few minutes' time. The White House coming under relentless criticism now from a growing number of Democrats on Capitol Hill, very concerned about where this is all heading over the next few days, and also, of course, from Republicans. Mitch McConnell is the Republican leader in the Senate.
The president needs to forget about the August 31st deadline, extend the deadline, get outside the perimeter, make sure that every single American who wants to leave is able to get out with our assistance and our Afghan allies.
Worth making the point, of course, that it was an agreement signed by former President Donald Trump back in February of 2020 that foresaw the American military withdrawal initially taking place by May of this year. At the time, to be fair to him, Senator McConnell was very critical of Donald Trump for signing that deal. Now he is urging more troops going into Afghanistan in a bid to bring all of this to some kind of a conclusion, even as some in his party question why tens of thousands of Afghans may end up in the United States. The debate about the immigration into the United States of those Afghans is also just beginning. This remains a crisis for President Biden here at home and, of course, internationally, where his decision to rebuff the requests by G7 leaders, including the Prime Minister, the French President, and others to extend this military operation has further dented his credibility on the world stage.
Just a very quick question, Simon. There's a suggestion that IS or a group of IS fighters have given intelligence that they are prepared to attack the troops at the airport. I don't want to sound cynical, but it does seem quite convenient for the Americans and the British to say, yeah, this is happening, that's why we have to leave next Tuesday.
Well, there's no question that the United States government certainly insists it has seen reports of threats by ISIS-K, which is this splinter group, this remnant of Islamic State operating in Afghanistan, to attack U.S. forces at the airport and also possibly to attack foreign nationals and the Afghans who have assisted the Americans as they try to get out of the airport. Here's what President Biden had to say about that yesterday.
They're real and significant challenges that we also have to take into consideration. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
So he certainly seems to believe that it, or claims that it's a legitimate threat to those U.S. forces. And indeed, there was an unknown assailant earlier in the week who killed one member of Afghan armed forces and injured three others in an exchange of fire, some kind of a sniper attack that took place at the north gate of the airport. No Americans injured in that. This raises another question that the Pentagon wasn't really able to answer in that news briefing that we heard earlier. When the final American soldier boards the final U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan, how is any level of security going to be afforded to that departing set of troops and the plane that they're on? Because there won't be any Americans, or as far as we are aware, any other international forces at the airport providing security, unless perhaps the Turks have agreed to stay on at the airport and oversee that level of minutiae in the operation. The Pentagon didn't have an answer to that question earlier. They simply said they would provide their own security, but you can't really do that when you're barreling down a runway aboard a C-17 or a C-130, unless they're going to engage in some kind of counterterrorism operation from outside the perimeter of the airfield, maybe have helicopters in the sky, drones in the sky, keeping an eye on the airfield. They certainly wouldn't be drawn on that. But that's going to be potentially a hazardous moment if these threats from ISIS-K are indeed legitimate. climate, and they are determined to try and launch an attack.
Thank you, Simon. I think next Tuesday is just going to be complete and utter carnage, don't you? We are expecting to hear from the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, very, very shortly. As soon as he speaks, you shall hear him here on LBC News. It's almost exactly 13 minutes past five.
This is LBC News.